was delighted that we came into Cambridge, because living at Tadlow, which, if you know the village, a lovely village to grow up in, because I just used to play a lovely vicarage garden that I could play in, and my friends came to play. The vicarage and the church are on the hill, and Tadlow is a more or less a single road that leads, that goes downhill, eventually gets to a farm where my mother's fiancé lived, and then beyond that is the river. Well, it was as wide as this room and about that deep, but it was the river and we swam in it, or we pretended to swim. And you could walk to Steeple Morden and Gildon Morden across the fields. So, and I spent a lot of time in the harvest fields, perhaps being a nuisance, I don't know, but I'd have my knitted bathing suit on. Mind you, I was only 8 or 9, but I loved being with the horse keeper, who we got to know quite well. I used to spend my time looking during the war for the searchlights, which there were, because Bassingbourne Barracks would only be, as the crow flies, probably 5 miles. And I used to go to Bassingbourne School, and we had a bus to come and pick the Tadlow children up. And when I say children, there were 2 boys. There were 4 when there were 2 more evacuated during the war. A pair of twins, 1 other girl and me. But the bus came and picked us up, and then it picked up at the villages into Bassingbourne. So that happened every day. So these children that I've mentioned were my playmates, and of course they loved to come to the vicarage garden, which once upon a time had been landscaped, but the elderly vicar, he had a gardener, but the gardener just did the very bare essentials. So it was an interesting garden to play in, because there was a rose walk and interesting shrubs and plants. It was a lovely place to be in, and a kitchen garden. I used to spend time with the gardener. I hope I wasn't a nuisance, but I used to trail after him. So that was my childhood.